The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, if anyone openly declares himself for me in the presence of man, the Son of Man will declare himself for him in the presence of God's angels. But the man who disowns me in the presence of man will be disowned in the presence of God's angels. Everyone who says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how to defend yourselves or what to say, because when the time comes, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you must say. The Gospel of the Lord. Everyone who says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. I wondered about that phrase because it looks a bit odd, certainly in comparison to the next of the sentence where it says, he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Jesus was speaking to the disciples at that particular time, in particular, but also those around him. So they actually saw him in the flesh. This was before he was crucified. This was before he resurrected and went to heaven. And this was before the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So this particular sentence applies only to those who were there. For us, obviously, not wanting the Holy Spirit is something that will not be forgiven. If we choose, after all the things we know and heard, not to accept the Holy Spirit, the one person of the three of the Holy Trinity, then we will not be forgiven. But of course, that is extremely difficult because most of us have the Holy Spirit in us. We get the Holy Spirit at baptism and at confirmation. Some of us at other stages as well. So, in a way, it would almost mean to disown ourselves. That is extremely difficult.